tendencies that shape our society. It's about scrutinizing history that we may save the future. It's about understanding control that we may act with free will. It's about truth, known and unknown. It's about reality, seen and unseen. It's about time to take a closer look. Your host is Michael Gorman.
Yes, good evening and welcome to this edition of A Closer Look. Tonight we're going to be doing, we've got a couple of things lined up for tonight. Coming up straight ahead, I'm going to be talking with William Kennedy, who's been researching and studying the story that broke a couple of days ago out of the UK about child pornography, a gigantic child pornography ring that's been operating internationally. Very bizarre story. Some of you are probably aware of it. Others may not have been or may not be. But there are certain elements about this story that are very, very bizarre. Of course, it illustrates more and more of what we've been talking about on the program, but you're going to get to hear Bill talk about it coming up here in just a moment. We're also going to be talking about some other things closer to home. Ken Salazar, Senator Ken Salazar, who is, you're all well aware, is one of the big proponents now of the amnesty bill. Salazar is working now to continue to try and figure out a way to give the Army the Pinyon Canyon plan, I should say. He has wrote to Defense Secretary Robert Gates asking the Army to help create an economic development plan for southeastern Colorado communities affected by a potential expression of Fort Carson's Pinyon Canyon training ground. Now, the last time I checked, I thought that the residents of southeastern Colorado had led a kind of like a large effort and gave out a resounding no. We do not want anything to do with any of this goings-on with the Army down there. And despite the fact that the people have made their voice heard, Ken Salazar, among others, are going to continue trying to ram it down their throats. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, too. We'll also talk about what's on your mind. Of course, as always, 303-355-6593 is our number, 303-355-6593. Our web address is www.thenumber4acloserlook.com, www.thenumber4acloserlook.com. We'll be right back.
Do you believe?
Economy, sanctuary for illegal aliens, national ID cards. These are all things we've been warned about for years. Today, it's reality. We must rise up and get the information we need to fight off these intrusions to the security of America as we know it. It's not revolutionary, it's American. It's what every responsible citizen should do to protect our freedom. For practical, uncensored, non-politically correct information, tune in to A Closer Look with Michael Corbett, daily right here on this station.
Here at A Closer Look, we continue our vast investigation into affairs from Colorado to the far reaches of the globe. But please, understand that running a radio program is very expensive. Help us stay on the air by donating via PayPal on our website at www.thenumber4acloserlook.com. That's www.thenumber4acloserlook.com. Also on the site are featured products that help support the show. So please, help keep this critical program on the air by visiting www.4acloserlook.com. That's the number 4, acloserlook.com. Or for those not online, you can always send a donation by mail to P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. That's P.O. Box 18724, Denver, Colorado, 80218. Thank you for your support.
Of active listening to hear A Closer Look every day, and we know you have a life besides the radio show, but we don't want you to miss any of
the grin of the enemy. It must make them really worried to know that we don't have a calendar that says on such and such a date we're going to quit. That when it comes to our freedoms and defending our freedoms and securing our homeland and protecting our innocent Americans and never forgetting what happened on September 11th, we are some kind of tough. And that's the way it's going to be.
And we continue with this edition of A Closer Look. Again, our lines are open, 303-355-6593, 303-355-6593. Of course, our illustrious Vita, we're some kind of tough. You betcha we are. Anyway, let's continue. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk straight ahead about the recent, I guess you could call it a bust in the UK. It's something that has an international reach. You're well aware of, you know, essentially what took place. What I'm going to do is William Kennedy, a prolific author, and his latest book is Satanic Conspiracy in the 21st Century. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with me tonight. You, of course, as well known by most people that listen to this program, you've done a considerable amount of research into satanic ritual abuse, you know, some of the stuff that's going on with it. And, of course, as we are well aware, there is a dynamic here with child abuse, sexual molestation of children, and, you know, literal power brokers, people that are out there, you know, that are consuming this stuff. It's quite sickening. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that this story had some unusual elements to it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me back, Michael. It's always great to be on A Closer Look. I turned down three other radio shows that were actually higher rated to come on this show, because this is the place to be with breaking news. I love A Closer Look. But just to hammer it out real quick, I'll give the facts. Over in England, a fellow named Timothy Cox, who was 28 years old, and his sidekick, Gordon McIntosh, were arrested by the British police for running a pedophile webpage where they sold over 75,000 films and images of children in ritualistic S&M type videos, photographs and films. And there was quite a bit of this. I haven't seen any of these films, but from what the newspapers are saying, they're pretty horrific and very ritualistic as well. Now, Timothy Cox used the name Son of God, and his sidekick Gordon McIntosh used the name Silent Blackheart. Now, those are two satanic names in the sense, as you know, Michael, and people, I wrote a book called Lucifer's Lodge,
right?
And I talk about how a lot of these pedophiles actually pose as Messiah figures. They claim to be Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And this is what we're looking at in this cult. This is actually a satanic ritual abuse cult, and these monikers they're using on their webpage, Silent Blackheart, is actually, Blackheart is one of the titles of Lucifer. Now, over 700 people were arrested in the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia concerning this, and that they'll be tracking them down. My prediction for that is out of this 700, a small number, say 10 or 20, will actually be police. Policemen who are involved with pedophilia and pornography in their personal lives, not as professional investigations.
Right.
And that's based on logic, not on, I'm not, people from this show think I'm psychic sometimes. I just want to categorically say I am not. But the great news is 31 children have been freed from sexual slavery in this sting. When they tracked down the computers of where these pedophiles were, they discovered some abducted children who were locked away.
Yeah, I noticed that when I read that story, I caught that part where it said 30 some odd children had been rescued.
31, yep.
And they were being held in a compound. You know, this, I think, scratches back some of the layers of what's really going on and the magnitude of it, because I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that this ring reached into Tennessee in the United States here. It reached into Canada, Australia, and other places. What's your take on, you know, what kind of clientele it was servicing, being that it was so big and so large?
Okay, it actually went to 12 states in the United States, a total of 12 different states.
Okay.
So my suspicion about the rest of that 700 people, there'll be several prominent people, maybe another 5 or 10, and the rest will be just run-of-the-mill pedophiles who'll be from all walks of life.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'll see lawyers, you'll see plumbers, you'll see everything. But you will also see, as I said, a good number of police officers, a good number of politicians, and or business leaders of some sort. That's what you will see. Out of the 700, say 50 to 100 will be prominent people, and the rest will be just marginal people.
Do you think we'll ever know who some of the prominent people are that are involved in this?
Well, it's really hard to tell, Michael, because the last two investigations like this, Operation Orr, which was in a few years back, and another one they did earlier this year in February that emanated out of Austria, the police did a horrible job at actually prosecuting. Most of the people who were caught in those other two stings had time to destroy evidence and actually went free.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just simply took all their computers out of their house, destroyed them somewhere, and there was no evidence. So, and police also in England in Operation Orr were allowed to go free without any prosecution, who are obviously pedophiles. It's a terrible thing. But that's a very common thing. So you will see there are probably prominent people you'll never hear about, but there will be some prominent people who you will hear about. And what spun all of this into action was actually the Canadian Mounted Police. Their unit, which I take is a very honorable organization, pass this information over to the British police, and I certainly commend the British police for taking action, but
right.
They would not have taken action. They were obliged by international law to do so because the Canadians handed them this information, and they tend not to investigate these things very well over there.
One other thing, too, I wanted to ask you about. Was the operation centered in Suffolk County in the U.K.?
Yes, it was. It was, I believe it, the name of the town was Buxall, is where they arrested Timothy Cox.
Okay. What do we know about Suffolk County? I find that to be quite interesting. Yeah, you know, back in the day when I was doing the paranormal show, the Paranet Continuum show, you know, one of the things about Suffolk County is that it was where the Bentwaters incident.
All right. Jeez, I haven't heard. That was a long time ago.
I was told that Suffolk County was the literal seat of witchcraft,
and Sybil Leek and people like that all emerged from those witchcraft covens, most of them which were actually founded by Aleister Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, look at what we got here. So we got Satanism, that's, you know, this is a place that's already embedded with Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people can go to williamhkennedy.com, if they go onto my Satanic Crime Multimedia page,
yeah,
they can read a lot. I have a whole section on witchcraft and crime, and you can read all about Gerald Gardner, the founder of Wicca, and Sybil Leek and Laurie Cabot and all these people who pose as, you know, earth worshippers, but in reality they're very vicious people who use black magic to hex people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you link this to, like, it's funny, all these things seem to converge, like this satanic pedophile cult was in the same area that these witchcraft covens emerged in. And I didn't catch that at first. Thanks for pointing that out, Michael. I always learn something when I come on your show, Michael.
Well, I just, you know, I've always wondered about the, you know, when I saw that story over the weekend, they were breaking the story, I saw that, and it just kind of rang bells, because, you know, this is definitely satanic, of course.
Oh, yeah, it didn't register with me, and I see your point now that you mention it. I really do. And that is a major occult center in the world, really, and it's very, very odd that it took place there, and that they are using these satanic monikers and code words like Son of God and Silent Blackheart. I mean, these are definitely satanic monikers. There's no two ways about it. You know?
Based upon your analysis of this, Bill, what level of the food chain, I hate to use that word, but, you know, what part of the, what rung of the ladder would you place this?
Michael, to be honest with you, I'm sorry to break this news to your listeners. This is just a snowflake on a tip of an iceberg. This is a very, very small part of this. It's not that big. Just consider there's a group out there called Perverted Justice who go after online pedophiles,
mm-hmm.
and they estimate that in a 24-hour period, there are 500,000 adults online actively seeking to have sex with children that day.
That's awful.
Okay, so this 700 people that got busted, good, I'm glad they're busted, and I thank God these 31 children are freed from sexual bondage, but I mean, there's still a lot of bad news out there. Just look at that simple statistic, 500,000 a day looking to have sex with kids just today. So from that, you can extrapolate it into the millions when you get into people who are into things like child pornography. So we're in a grim situation, to be honest.
Bill, why is this so prolific anymore? I mean, you know, I think, you know, it's a shock to comprehend that there are people that would do something like this to children. But what really alarms me is, why is it so prolific? I mean, you know, the statistics you just mentioned, I mean, those are frightening from the standpoint that they do represent just a drop in the bucket. What is going on in our society? What is going on in the world that this kind of thing is so acceptable?
Well, you have to remember, Michael, it's acceptable because the people at the top of our political and economic pyramid are involved with organizations that are get themselves involved with things like Satanism,
right,
and witchcraft,
right,
and even pedophilia and child molestation. It's a big part of it. And I'm talking about groups like the Skull and Bones, the fraternity at Yale that George W. Bush belongs to, the Bohemian Grove out in California that Bush is a member of that, and so are a lot of other prominent other people. That's an occult group, and they've been linked to all kinds of pedophilia. Hunter S. Thompson wrote about these rich pedophiles in his last book, and then he apparently committed suicide, but I believe he was murdered by these people.
Yeah, as Jimmy Rothstein would say, he got the flu.
He got the flu, right.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I tend to agree with you that this is probably a lower level kind of thing, even though it has a magnitude that, you know, kind of staggers or boggles the mind. But, you know, it's an indication that there is something terribly wrong in our culture and in our society. And it also kind of indicates that, you know, these children that go missing, it's a big part of all of this. You know, we've seen things come out on the radar screen, so to speak. That guy that was arrested a couple of years ago that had those 30,000 names of kids in this little booklet or what?
Oh yeah, all the kids, every kid he ever fondled, and he had thousands and thousands of names. Yeah. It was mind-boggling.
Yeah, and Jimmy Rothstein, his interpretation of that was that this guy was a broker of kids and probably had an operation where they'd go around and kidnap kids. And I know a lot of people, they kind of poo-poo the idea that these kinds of things happen, that you know, so many kids could go missing that might go into that kind of a network. But, you know, based upon probably what you know and what I know, it's not beyond the pale of truth.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. A book I read that you pointed out to me, A Harvest of Women, that's quite stunning what's going on in Juarez, Mexico. Basically, very rich drug dealers and just very rich, prominent people generally are involved with these bizarre thrill kills and S&M ceremonies and satanic ceremonies with young girls. Over 500 bodies, the women have gone missing, and their bodies, a lot of them turn up, and they're horribly mutilated with bite
right.
marks on them. And these girls were murdered in a ritualistic fashion. So these are all just little tips of this huge iceberg that are popping up. And when you put all these things together, the magnitude of it is mind-boggling. And as I say, Michael, if the people on the top operate like that, how do you expect the rest of society to ultimately operate? Remember, those people at the top steer our culture and what we see and hear and what is fed into our minds. So, you know, they're ultimately responsible for all of this.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, give out your website again, and I want to thank you for coming on the program. Go ahead and give out your website again.
It's WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. Thank you so much. A Closer Look is my favorite radio show. Bye, Mike.
Bill, thank you so much, and take care, all right?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.